The clouding of the lens of the eye, known as a cataract, is a relatively common occurrence in older people, of course, and it's comparatively easily treated with surgery these days. But less well known is that children and even babies can get cataracts. And if they're missed or treatment is delayed, a child could go blind or suffer serious vision impairment. They can develop at any time in childhood, and there's concern that some children are slipping through the cracks. So what can be done? Nancy Notson with this report.
Hello.
Hunter is a fun-loving 2.5-year-old.
Hi, Mummy! Yes?
On his face, he wears a pair of blue glasses. Luckily, they're indestructible.
Two forms, and they throw really high. What's this?
Hunter was born blind with congenital cataracts, a cloudiness or opacity of the eye lens, blocking his vision. By the time he was 3 weeks old, he was having surgery.
Yeah, it was pretty horrific.
This is his mum, Emma Cummings.
The nurses and everything were wonderful, but it was just because it wasn't a condition that we were aware of that was even possible in children. Like, we thought cataracts were for old people, not babies. So it was pretty stressful.
Hunter's life since then has been a whirlwind of appointments.
So through NDIS, we have got his occupational therapy, we have speech therapy, he has had orientation and mobility specialist, he has the physio. We were seeing them probably every 6 weeks, each of them, so it was appointment after appointment between the doctors, the paediatrician. We basically lived in hospitals or doctor surgeries or therapy surgeries for a very long time. It's finally just starting to slow down now.
While often associated with adults, cataracts can affect babies and children too. After paediatric cataract surgery, there's a risk of developing glaucoma, a condition where the nerve connecting the eye to the brain is damaged. But if cataract treatment is delayed, the child can go blind or suffer severe vision impairment.
Because the baby's brain is still developing and figuring out how the eyes work and learning how to see, essentially, a cataract will impede that development.
Megan Prichter is the head of Cataract Kids Australia, a crucial information and support service for families.
And so if it's left untreated and if it's blocking, you know, a substantial amount of the light entering the eye, the brain basically gives up on that eye developing vision, and the child could have lifelong impairment, visual impairment, even if the cataract is removed later.
About 1 in 4,500 Australian children are affected by cataracts, but that's only an estimate based on old data extrapolated from Victoria. There are tests for cataracts done during various checkups through infancy and childhood, depending on which state you're in. And remember your eyes flashing up red in an old photo? That's good. If one or both of the eyes comes back white, it's a sign you might need to investigate further. But because the condition can develop at any time in childhood, and not many people know about it, it's feared some cases are being missed.
It's not always easy to pick these things up, and because it's a rare condition, not many people know about cataracts in babies as even a possibility. So yes, I'm sure that there are a lot of kids out there suffering, whether it's mild or moderate vision impairment, without people necessarily realising.
Ready, steady?
3-year-old Hamish is a keen train and emergency vehicle enthusiast. His mum, Stacey Alexander, said he passed his various newborn checks and wasn't diagnosed until he was about 10 weeks old when seeing another paediatrician for separate issues.
And he actually said, look, I know he's been checked, but I just like to be thorough. So if it's okay, I'm just going to redo the checks. And he kept switching on and off the lights. And he said, look, I'm really struggling to get a red eye reflex on that left eye.
Hamish wasn't able to have surgery until he was nearly 3 months old. It's not clear what impact the delay has meant for his vision. Hamish still has regular specialist checks and wears a patch over his good eye for 4 hours a day to strengthen his weak eye.
We've all at times worn a patch with Hamish when there's been times where he won't wear a patch. It's quite challenging. And he's also becoming much more aware of his surroundings. He's already said to us, but Mummy, no one else wears a patch. Or, you know, I've had kids walk up at a playground and be not so nice.
Experts say it's not efficient nor cost-effective to do multiple screenings throughout childhood, so teaching parents how to recognise the symptoms of cataracts will be key to driving down late diagnoses. Dr. Sandra Staffieri, a research fellow at the Centre for Eye Research Australia, has been working with the Victorian government to roll out information to educate parents on what to look for.
It's about timely diagnosis. The work that I've been doing is trying to develop a resource for parents to have the information about what they need to be looking out for in regards to their children's eyes and vision development, understanding that a turned eye may not be normal and what they can do to seek further advice. Also recognising that when you take photos on your baby, if you get a red eye and if you've got the red pupil in one eye and not in the other, that might be a sign that there is a problem. Or getting a white pupil when you take a photo can also be a problem.
Dr. Staffieri hopes to work with other states in the future, because the more people who know, the more children will see that future.
Now that looking back for Hamish, you get told you've got a healthy baby. And if I had that guide, there probably would have been red flags earlier and maybe we would have pushed a little bit differently.
Stacey Alexander is mum to Hamish. Nancy Notson, our reporter there.